For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Bring up the holy hand grenade.
And the Lord spake, saying, First shalt thou take out the holy pin, then shalt thou count to three. Then lobbest thou thy holy hand grenade of Antioch towards thy foe, who being naught in my sight, shall snuff it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
One, two, five.
Three, sir.
Three.
Terry Jones of Monty Python fame will be our guest this week on Cultural Baggage. Terry has written a new book, The War on the War on Terror. Mr. Jones has also been the recipient of many awards over the years for his body of work, for directing, for acting, and for writing books. Quoting Mr. Jones, "What really alarms me about President Bush's war on terrorism is the grammar. How do you wage war on an abstract noun? How is terrorism going to surrender? It's well known in philological circles that it's very hard for an abstract noun to surrender." End quote. Best known as part of Monty Python, Jones and other Pythons got together in 1969 and wrote and performed Monty Python's Flying Circus. Jones co-directed the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail with Terry Gilliam in 1975, and you just heard an extract from that film, The Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch. Once again, quoting Mr. Jones from a piece that appeared in The Guardian in the UK, "This won't hurt much. For some time now I've been trying to find out where my son goes after choir practice. He simply refuses to tell me. He says it's no business of mine where he goes after choir practice, and it's a free country. Now, it may be a free country, but if people start going just anywhere they like after choir practice, goodness knows whether we'll have a country left to be free. I mean, he might be going to anarchist meeting or Islamic study groups. How do I know? The thing is, if people don't say where they're going after choir practice, this country is at risk. So I've been applying a certain amount of pressure on my son to tell me where he's going. To begin with, I simply put a bag over his head and chained him to a radiator. But did that persuade him? Does the Pope eat kosher? I tried starving him, serving him only cold meals and shaving his facial hair off, keeping him in stress positions, not turning his light off, playing loud music outside his cell door, all the usual stuff that any concerned parent would do to find out where their child is going after choir practice, but it was all to no avail." End quote. When I told Mr. Jones' publicist that my theory is that the war of terror is nothing more than the war on drugs with afterburners, she said, "Oh, he'll like that. Should be a great show." Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.